I remember our first deal, we got 3K. And I remember that literally from when we went to view it in the morning and within 6 hours we had sold it.
How much profit does that give you on average a month?
3,500.
Do you have months now where it's less than 10 grand?
Never.
If I didn't work, I didn't get paid. Same with Ty, if he didn't work, he didn't get paid. So
I always think when I was working in construction, it was just a means to an end. I was making around 2,600 a month.
How long did it take to get your first deal from the crash course?
Literally, within
4 weeks.
A couple of weeks, yeah.
Last year, we secured a 2-year, 11-month long-term booking.
Our best month today, including like the rent-to-rents, the deal signing, we've made £27,000 in 1 month.
To the point where Ty had to go downstairs and make calls because he didn't want to do it in front of me.
How has that affected life?
We moved from a 2-bed house into a 5-bed house.
And then he just turned around to me and he's like, oh yeah, we've just had 3K come in the bank. And we went,
confidence comes from knowledge, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's actually funny because deal selling is what made Ty quit his job.
I'm not saying running a property business is easy. It's not easy, but... We're currently in a cost of living crisis. The average salary in the UK is around £3,000 a month. In order to live a life with a family, you need to work, your partner needs to work. When you have kids, it gets very expensive because of childcare. So what do? How do you live on the average salary in today's economy? The answer is you can't. You must learn to be able to make substantially more money through your own business. And there's no better business than the property business in the United Kingdom, Great Britain. In this video, I'm going to sit down with Chantal and Tyrone, a couple from Birmingham, that were able to absolutely revolutionise their life, go from a very mediocre life to living in a big 5-bedroom detached house, travelling all over the world, living and jet-setting the high life. And in this video, you're going to learn exactly what they did differently to escape the rat race, become financially free, and build generational wealth for their children. Chantal, Tyrone, I often say my students become my friends. You guys have become really close friends of mine and Amanda's. Started about 3 years ago when you came to a crash course. Since then, you guys have smashed it. So tell us, give us the journey. And I want to be picking your brains because you are brilliant at property. You're brilliant at property management. You're brilliant at sales. You're brilliant at marketing. You're just a full package and a beautiful family as well. So Chantal, what happened at the beginning? What were you doing? And how did you even get started on this massive journey of becoming financially free in property?
So originally I saw you on Instagram. Yes, on Instagram.
And what did you think when you first saw me? Do you remember what your initial thoughts were?
When I was watching the videos, I was just like, okay, this sounds like you can do it. And I think we've never watched anyone like made property actually sound relatable to us. So when I saw it, I was like, right, just hi, like, come on, we can go here. And so I was like, no, you've got to have money to be in property. And I was like, no, let's just go to the crash course. And for about 2 months, he was just like, adamant, no.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. You just feel like when you see things online, it could be a scam. Too good to be true.
It's
like, yeah, nah, it's not for me. But what changed my mind was I started seeing winners on a Wednesdays, started following your YouTube channels more. And it was like, no, what? This actually does sound achievable. Then what made me think, no, what? It's a pound. Let's go down to a crash course.
It's a pound.
It's not hurting anyone. Let's go
what
down.
What did you think? I'm trying to get into the psychology. You know, when it was a pound, were you thinking like, what's the catch? Or is it going to take my credit card details and set up some weird thing? Or
to be fair, I was past that. It's like, I seen everything that Sham was seeing, like, is something that we can do, is something that is we can get into. And it's like, yeah, after seeing some of the videos, seeing how some people have become successful from it, from going down to a pound crash course, just made me feel like, no, yeah, we've got to go down to it and see what it's about.
And I think when you think a pound, we're like, we spend more on that on just basic things. So we were like, let's just go. It's a pound. It's near where we were. So we were just like, do you know what? Let's go. Yeah. So when I asked him, he was like, yes. I was like, oh, great. And we went to the crash course and it was amazing. And I think I was blown away because he was like proper into it when you were doing the task and stuff. He was into it. Like he then took the lead on it then.
Right.
So I think when you started doing the task and you think, wait, I can actually do this myself. Mm-hmm. That's when it like a light bulb moment clicks. Like we can actually do this.
So you got in on it, made hubby go along. And then you were like, I'm on this thing. And since as well, not only have you built up a successful property business, you must have introduced hundreds of people.
Yeah.
To the crash course?
Yeah.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Why are you so passionate about getting your friends, your family, and getting everybody to come to that program?
I feel like it's what you said before. It's like when you start becoming successful, it's only going to bring out the true colours of who you are. It's not going to make you a better person or a worse person. It's only going to highlight who you are. And I feel like that's what it's done for us. Once we started seeing good success and rewards from it, it was only natural just to want to show it and share it to others.
Why do you think you need to come to an actual event, a training program? Because people sometimes say, oh, you can just read books and you can just watch YouTube videos. I put out a lot of YouTube videos. I've written a lot of books. But I can't quite explain, but there's a difference, isn't there, between actually doing it, watching me on the phone. Like, we'll do some role play today, maybe. And I'll but actually seeing how it's done. It's almost like being a fly on the wall in a multimillionaire's office and being like, oh, how's everyone in this? And being able to ask questions. Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain. If something's good, you can explain it. If it's great, you can't explain it.
I think it's different when you're watching your YouTube. I felt like when we was actually at the event, it's like, oh my gosh, like, when you're doing it yourself, like when you're watching YouTube, you're probably just watching it. You're not really doing anything yourself. So when you're coming down to the event and you're actually getting involved in the activities, networking, speaking to people, then that puts you out your comfort zone. And I think that's then when it hits you and think, I can actually do this with the right help and support. I can actually make this happen. Mm. And I think that's where the light bulb moment is. When you come to the crash course, you actually need to come down and see it for yourself. Like, you can actually do this. You're not just talking about it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And everyone's thinking, oh, is it just going to be happen?
And meet the team.
Yeah.
And whatever. So, okay. So what were you doing at the time then? So you were working in construction?
Yeah, I was in construction.
I used to see you in your high vis, you know, after the crash course when you were working on your business part-time. And then you had your job. And what were you doing, Chantel?
I have a lash business as well. So I was doing that full time.
Were you? So with the lash business that you were running, did you have staff?
No, it was just me at the time.
Cool. So you were working for yourself, like almost self-employed.
Yeah.
Doing lashes. You were in construction. What were you making finance-wise at the time?
Roughly? So I was making around $2,600 a month.
Yeah.
From what I was
what about
doing.
You?
Yeah, about $2,000 a month.
That's not bad, you know, though.
Yeah.
Set up your own business and to be making it work and making that.
But I think the thing with, we had to put a lot of time into that and effort into that. That was the only problem. We had to be there 24/7.
Right.
If I didn't work, I didn't get paid. Same with Ty. If he didn't work, he didn't get paid. So even though you're on a good income, you have to put in a lot in to get out of it. And we have the kids as well. So it was a lot kind of for both of us.
What about the kids who've like, were they in childcare and stuff? Or how?
Yeah. So they were in nursery.
You know what's interesting though? This is kind of like the trap, I think, with kids, is if you're just relying on one person's income, but that income's only $2,500. It's not really enough to provide for like a house and everything because it's only $2,500. But then if you're both working, which you kind of have to, and you're making decent, like you guys did, you're making $4,000 or $5,000 a month, which is decent. But now if you've got kids, childcare is so expensive. Yeah. It almost negates your income. It's like, oh, you're talking a full-time salary?
Yeah.
Especially if you've got multiple kids.
And it
like
depends as well, because our son was only doing, he does 3 days a week and that's $1,000. 3 days a week for $1,000 a month.
And how many kids you got now?
We got three, one on the way.
One on the way.
So you're going to be the four club!
Yeah,
man. Join the four club. And you want more as well.
More,
you want
big family.
Wow. Big family. But it, I think that's tough. That's a lot of people's, you know, like hardworking people, smart people. How was life then? Like, how did you find the construction? Did you enjoy it? Were you happy? Were you looking for a way out? Like, where were you at?
I just think when I was working in construction, it was just a means to an end. Got a family, we've got responsibilities, had to work. I weren't academically smart, so I had to go into a trade, and that's the route that I went down. Even though he was making okay money, like, he's a family, like, you got bills, you got expenses, cost of living's going up. So it wasn't really that great. Hence why we needed another outcome and another income of to bring money in. So, yeah, that's why we ended up coming to the course.
Mm. What did you, like, learn then on the program when you spent a day with me? Because it is me. Because sometimes people think you come to the crash course and...
For me, it was coming down and just understanding what to actually do, because it's all great hearing like, oh, you can make money doing this, you can make money doing that. It's like, how do you actually make the money? What is the steps that you got to take? What's the process? Yeah. And when we come on to the crash course, you didn't just talk about it. You actually went into detail and shown us what to actually do. Yeah. And that's what actually caught my attention, made me take over from Shan. It was like, yeah, this is what we're going to be doing.
It gives you confidence. No, I think confidence comes from knowledge, doesn't it?
Yeah.
100%.
When you know, okay, that's how you do it. I know what to do. Then you become confident. What did you think, like, in terms of the crash course? Because as I say, it's an interesting point, but a lot of people think that I might not be there. I don't know, it's mad. Or they think that I might come for like 20 minutes or half an hour at the end. But obviously, you know, I'm running.
Yeah.
I'm on stage most of the day. Bam, bam.
What I can say is, obviously, because I know you a bit more personally now, you're passionate about this and you put your heart into it. And you're always there. You always turn up. You always show up. Like, there's never no excuses.
How long did it take to get your first deal from the crash course?
Literally, what, within
a couple of weeks,
yeah. Wow. Literally a couple of weeks after it.
So talk to me then. So what was the strategy and how did you find it? And when exactly did it happen? Talk me through the full process.
So we did service accommodation, rent to SA. And we loved it because we wanted that higher income, but we didn't really want to manage the tenants and guests and stuff like that. We wanted to be like, right, let's have guests in because it's easier for us to manage. And at the time we were both working. So we thought something where we could actually, at the start, we passed it on to a management team when we had set it up so we could get a few and then we could slowly start reducing our hours.
Right.
So that for us was the main goal. We got secured one 4 weeks after and it was just crazy.
How did you find it?
It was scary. When we first left the crash course, I remember the next day we were making calls to the point where Ty had to go downstairs and make calls because he didn't want to do it in front of me. And we were just we were both messing up. You're nervous, really. I've never done it before.
And you didn't want to look like stupid in front of your lady.
Of course. Storing on the phone. Yeah.
So you're like, let me practice what Samuel did. But go away.
Yeah.
Hey, now that we're where we are now, it's not a problem speaking about it. We wouldn't be talking about this before.
Yeah, but we were both like scared and we didn't know what to say.
Oh, bless you.
Really nervous, so we were just doing calls separately. And we literally, the first day, I think we started withholding our number because we were like, this is going so bad.
Yeah. Why was it going bad? What were people saying? Like, what was happening?
To be fair, it weren't what they were saying. It's just like, even though we had the script in front of us, because obviously we get everything with the course, we had the script. And when we were on the phone, it goes out your head at the time.
Yeah.
So like, when that happens, it's like, oh shit, boom, put the phone down.
Yeah.
And then, obviously after a couple of phone calls, you start getting normal with it. And once we mastered our pitch and what we was going to actually say,
yeah,
it started flowing comfortably.
Was it awkward when you forgot the script?
Yeah, your mind goes blank. And then when they're like, hello. And I just used to put the phone down.
Oh, no.
And then because we've held the number, I'm like, right, I'll call them back in a few days.
Oh,
and hopefully they forget.
That sounds bad. But then if you're not used to doing something,
yeah,
that's all it was, I just weren't used to it.
And so, you literally have to make loads of calls, like, you know, you will get no's.
Yeah.
So we relentlessly were making calls. I think 1 week we did like 200 calls and we would just keep going. So when we got the actual yes, we were like we both looked at each other like, oh my God,
Who got the yes?
I got the yes on the phone, yeah.
And what did you think, Ty?
I was absolutely buzzing for it because this is what we wanted. We got that yes. Now we've got the viewing. Now let's prepare for it.
And also a yes doesn't necessarily mean a deal, does it?
No.
Nah.
A yes means they're open.
Yeah.
They're up for it. They'll do a viewing. But now the real work begins because now you've got to do all the due diligence.
Yeah. Due diligence, research.
The pricing. On the crash course we go over, just because it looks good at first glance,
yeah,
you've got to really know how to unpeel it. So what did that due diligence process look like?
It felt like a lot at the time because once you then get the yes, it's like, okay, then like we actually have to make sure this deal stacks up. But we did it. It didn't take us that long. It took about an hour of us actually sitting down and doing it. And it was funny because I remember us going to the viewing and we pulled up at the house and we were like, this is not the house on the pictures. Like, we were so confused. We went in and the landlord had actually used old pictures of the house. So when we got there, we were like, this is not the house. And we met the agent there. So we looked around and we were just like, no, we didn't want it. And the agent took a liking to Tyrone. So he was just speaking to him and he was like, actually, like, what are you looking for? And then Ty was telling him and he was like, do you know what? I actually have one that's not even on the market yet that you can go and view.
Oh.
So from that one, that's how we actually got our first one. So it wasn't the first viewing that we went. It was the one after that. That's how we got it.
Wow. What's the lesson then in that?
Just be open. Let them know what it is that you're looking for. And even, like Shannon said, it weren't a great first impression of the property. But then when we actually went into it, started talking instead of being like, no, what, now this ain't for us, I'm walking out. So we started talking to the agent, started building that rapport. And from doing that, that's how we end up securing the one that we got.
And that's how you turn a no into a yes, because if the agent says no, or if the property doesn't work, so you're saying no, rather than just walking away, it's the case of saying, what else have you got?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a good relationship is better than a good deal.
Yeah.
So that relationship, that agent.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. And like from that, when we went, because the landlord had no clue actually what it was about. So we had to explain it to him. So when we went to the viewing of that one, the landlord actually wanted to meet us at the property with the agent.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good because he asked me questions upstairs. So he was reviewing it. He would come up to me asking me questions. Then he actually went downstairs and asked Ty the exact same questions. And it was only until we got in the car, we realized he was actually seeing if we both knew the answers to it. So, because we could both answer, it was great. And he offered it. Literally, we got in the car. Before we had even drove off, the agent come out and he was like, if you just want it, it's yours.
How much did the landlord want for that property then?
1,300.
Is that how much you pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,300.
1,300.
And how are you making money off of that?
So we rent out the whole house, the whole property. It's a 5-bed house. And instead of doing room by room, because it's service accommodation, we've done the whole house. And for the where it is, it's right next to where the HS2 work is, contractors. So we knew we could get like a group of people into it.
What did you, tell me the process, what happened?
So when we did it, it was about, we were looking, so we charged between 200 and 250 a night. And I remember at the time when we came from the view, we actually told you about the deal and the numbers. And I remember you saying like, this just seems crazy. Like, are you sure?
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Yeah,
no,
you were so shocked at how much we could make.
Your projections, I didn't say it wasn't possible.
No.
But I was just like, just check. Yeah. You've done these numbers properly because that looks very high. And often people do that. They come to the crash course and they learn what's possible. And then sometimes they get the figures. They're a bit, sometimes they're either a bit too pessimistic or sometimes they're a bit too optimistic. So your figures, I was a bit like, I'm not sure. It looks a bit on the high side. What were your projections and what's happened?
So yeah, between 200 and 250 a night, we literally, once we went live, so we had actually done it, gave it to a management team and they literally got us a booking like within 2 days and they were paying 250. So straight away we were like, okay. And then it was just really good. After 3 months, we took it back off the management team to manage it ourselves because we could do it and we had more time. And then literally we were getting long-term bookings and then we last year we secured a 2-year, 11-month long-term booking on that.
A 2-year, 11-month booking. So basically 3 years.
Yeah.
Where they're paying how much a month? Or how much a month?
So they're paying 200 a night. So depending on the months, it works out like between 5,000, some months, 4,000, depending
and
on
you're paying the landlord 1,300?
Yeah.
Why would the landlord not just rent it out himself?
He doesn't have the time. And he literally says he's got hundreds of properties. He's just used to being that old school landlord, buying houses with cash and just putting tenants in. So for him, it's just easy to not have to deal with it. Yeah.
So that one property, how much profit does that give you on average a month?
3,500.
That is mad.
Yeah.
That's a banger. So once you've done that one, and you'd learn the process, you had a management company, but then you then took over the management yourself and then got more properties.
When we got that one, within literally about 3 or 4 weeks, we actually secured another one. And then we literally, within a month, we had secured like 4. So it was quite crazy. So we set that one up. Good dude went to the other one, set the other one. And we actually got 2 off one landlord. So our first landlord then ended up kicking out tenants and giving us another one. And then same with our other landlord. They did the same. Because once they saw we were doing it was easy for them. Like they called us and be like, our tenants are calling us every week. We don't really hear from you. They were like, do you want this one?
What did you do with your nail business? Because that you said that was taking up like loads of time. Yeah. How did you?
So with my lash business then, I remember.
Sorry, lash
I business. Got staff. So then what I started doing was getting staff in. And then I then was reducing my time at work. So it was good because I remember you kept telling Ty, it was like 3 months, quit your job, quit your job, quit your job. So I reduced my time. And then that would enable us to have more time to put into it. And then literally after 6 months, he quit his job fully.
That's absolutely amazing. So what have been the biggest lessons then? Because you literally, how old are you, Ty?
He was 31 when we started.
So you've gone through your whole life up till the age of like 30, 31 when you started.
Yeah.
31 without doing anything entrepreneurial particularly. I mean, you had your last business, which was making a decent money.
Yeah.
You had a job, but then to suddenly go, woof, flick a switch and start hiring staff. Getting all these different properties, quitting your job. Where did all that come from? Like, how did you go so many years? And then what just happened?
I'd say it's just being around the right people. We weren't around the right people, entrepreneurial people before. So we'd never been able to take that risk or know the avenue to go down. Once we come into this environment and started meeting yourself, like other academy members, you're just like, yeah, this is where we need to be. This is what opened up our light and showed us a new different lifestyle.
Yeah.
So yeah, when we got started, started making good money, it just felt normal, felt comfortable.
Mm. And it was also pushing us out of our comfort zone. Because I remember you turned around and said to me, my lash business was a shit business if I had to only be there and it couldn't make money if I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then that makes you think, wait a minute, that's true. Because if it's closed, then we're not making money. So having us stepping out of the boat and doing things that are different to us, like even Ty, he never really used to like speaking to people, networking. So when we slowly started coming out of our comfort zone and seeing things happen, we were like, okay, this is the environment we need to be in. And then that just constantly keeps pushing you because you've got people motivating you, telling you, do this, do that. So once you're doing that, your growth just happens so quick. We never thought it would happen as quick as it did. Like, I think it was a surreal moment. I think we came to another crash course and you then pulled us up on stage and you were like, how much are we making? And then you were like, you can make 10 grand in next month. And we were like, no, like that's our 5-year plan. And he was like, the way you're going. And we literally, I remember the next crash course you asked us and we hit the 10 grand mark. So I think even that is just a bit surreal. And when you sit back and you look at him, we're like, wow, in a few months, we have completely transformed our life. Like, and it was just breathtaking, really.
Do you have months now where it's less than 10 grand?
Oh, no.
Nah, never. Since we hit that 10 grand month, it's always been 10 plus.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something about your financial thermostat as well? Because like previously, if you were in that mindset of, oh, we need to make, you know, 4 grand a month between us, 5 grand a month between us. But then we're just like, oh, actually, nah, man, we want to up our lifestyle. When you're hanging around and when you meet other people that are making sort of 10, 15, 20, what's your best month today? Do you know your best month today with all the different stuff?
Our best month today, including like the rent to rents, the deal signing, we've made £27,000 in 1 month.
Talk to me about deal selling then. Because deal selling is you've got your property income.
Yeah.
Fine. But then talk to me about deal selling and how that works. What
it's actually funny because deal selling is what made Ty quit his job.
Is it? Go on.
Yeah. So Ty took a week off work because we were deal selling and we were just so busy. So we were like, right, we're going to smash it this week. And I remember he took a week off and in that week we had collected about 30K, hadn't we? 30K in that week. And we were just like, this is just crazy. Like, we saw so many deals.
That's turnover, though, not
profit. Turnover. Yeah. And I remember we were just thinking, wow, okay, like, we've took a week off. We've put our full effort into this. And once speaking to the investors and stuff like that, we were like, this can actually happen. Like, selling deals and, like, it's not as hard as you think once you know it. And I think because we knew what we were both saying, like, he would speak to some investors, I speak to some. So because we both knew what we, or education-wise, it was easy then to sell a deal for us. So then that then literally made us change our thermostat and be like, he turned around one day and he was like, I'm not going back to work tomorrow. Yeah. And that was a light bulb moment of that. Because realistically, 30 grand to turnover is someone's yearly wage.
Yeah.
So when you think we've done that in a week, it's crazy to think, wait, actually, what am I going back to my job for? Do you know what I mean? So that was a light bulb moment for us.
Yeah, because you can make 3-4 grand just from packaging and selling one deal, like in a few hours. Or if a deal falls on your lap, once you're in the business, if like an agent comes to you and says, hey, I got this. And it's like, oh, that's really good. It's off market. The agent's brought it to me before it's even on Rightmove. I really like it, but I can't buy it. If you just connect an investor to that deal, charge 2% fee, you can make 4-5 grand.
Yeah. I remember our first deal, we got 3K. And I remember that literally from when we went to view it in the morning and within 6 hours, we had sold it. So when the money hit our bank, I think that was a light bulb moment of, wait a minute, we've just made 3K in 6 hours.
So your best month, 27 grand, is that profit? 27?
That's profit, yeah.
27 grand profit. Yeah. What are you, on average, what are you doing a month profit?
Profit averagely is around 21K a month.
21 grand. Yeah. How has that affected life?
Oh, massively.
Have you like got moved house and stuff? Or?
Yeah, so we moved from a 2-bed house into a 5-bed house.
Detached?
Detached, yeah.
Hey!
Nice open detached house.
That one? It's
in Birmingham. Yeah, in Birmingham.
Nice part.
Yeah, the nice part's now.
Yes!
Yeah, and last month we was able to like go on 7 holidays.
Last year. I wouldn't even want to do that.
That wouldn't even work.
Where did you go? Where did you travel?
So we went Fuerteventura, we went Austria, Florida. Yeah, we've been to quite a few places.
We went on one holiday together. Yeah, well, didn't skiing. On a lad's trip.
That was fun.
That was.
Oh, mate, it was amazing.
You'd never been skiing. You're the best skier. And a black dude as well. And there's not many black guys on the slopes.
Mate, we actually bossed it.
You were skiing on black slopes on the first time ever. I was like, damn, me and you, we were at the front, man.
At the front, he was leading it.
And it's crazy because that's what the money's done. It's been able to change. Like, Ty would have never gone skiing before. That would have never been an experience that would have even crossed his mind. So,
and it wasn't cheap, was it?
Nah, it weren't cheap.
Being able to have that money and be like, actually, I can go. Do you know what I mean? Not have to think, oh, well, if I go, how can we afford? It's literally just more of a case of when can we go on holiday rather than can we afford it? Same with the kids. When we've took them out of school, I remember the school were like, oh, we're going to fine you. And we're like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Like, because now we can afford to go. When we're on holiday, the kids are just, you know, in the shops buying things. We don't have to think, oh, how much do we have? Can we afford this for food and things like that? So it's just been able to change our lives massively. And also, I remember we were being on holiday and the kids were in the pool. Ty was sat next to us on his laptop and we were just literally sunbathing. And then he just turned around to me and he's like, oh yeah, we've just had 3K come in the bank. And we were like, This is a liable moment. We're on holiday and we're still making money, sat by a pool.
Yeah.
Whilst being on holiday. And that was a 20-minute phone call he had.
It is, man. I remember even for me, you know, it's mad when you go from, we're from the same kind of, you're from Manchester, but you're from, whereabouts in Birmingham are you originally from?
Chelmsley Wood.
So yeah. I'm from that kind of area, Warsaw, Wolverhampton, from the Midlands. Grew up, you know, kind of normal working class, going from just like a normal life in it from the Midlands or from Birmingham to then being able to make thousands of pounds in a day. And it's not even any harder. It's actually less hard because when you're working in like, I was a plasterer for a bit. I was plastering, you were in construction. That's real hard work doing the lash business.
Yeah.
You've got to be there. It's hard work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying running a property business is easy. It's not easy, but it's a lot better than having a job. Yeah. And if you're going to work hard anyway, you may as well get rich.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, so what would be the biggest takeaways then you'd say to people? Listening in, they want to do what you've done.
I'd definitely say, like, if you do feel like you need to make that change, take that step. You're only holding yourself back. Mm. You do need to just come out of your comfort zone, get yourself in the environment where people are winning and just take actions and learn from them.
Yeah.
Especially like coming down to the crash course, you're just around the energy.
Yeah.
The energy lifts you up.
The second you walk in that room, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Now yeah. I get it.
Yeah, then when you start actually learning the processes, you know, you actually start feeling you can do this, you can achieve this. You know what I mean? When you actually get your first deal, mate, yeah, it just makes you feel like you can do anything.
And the first one's the hardest, isn't it?
Yeah.
First one's always the hardest.
Yeah.
I'd say environment, putting yourself in the right environment will help you massively.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we never put ourselves in that environment, we would have just been still struggling, still just doing basic things. So putting ourselves in an environment where people are doing it, people are motivating you to do it, and also pushing you out of your comfort zone. I think pushing yourself out of your comfort zone helps massively because you don't realise, like Ty never used to speak to people, but him speaking to people is what got us deals, is what got us investors.
Yeah.
So him taking that step, even though he didn't feel comfortable, now he can just do it without thinking about it.
Yeah.
But doing things that you don't really normally want to do, me, stage, talking on stage, speaking to people, that was panic, do you know what I mean? But doing it now, it's easy because we've done it, we've grown only from doing those things.
I can't not pull you on stage, man, because you guys are so articulate. And you've achieved so much. Like if I'm running a crash course and I see you there, I can't really not get you on, even if it's just for a minute, just to share, to inspire that. And I'm so glad you came on Winners on Wednesday because I know we did an interview 3 years ago, but sometimes people are like, where are you at now?
Yeah.
And I wanted to say thank you as well to you guys because I know you've become close friends of mine and Amanda's. You've become very close to Amanda, Tyrone, obviously very good friends of myself. We go out and, you know, you go on holidays together. Appreciate you bringing so many people to the crash courses because it's helping grow the mission. I know you guys have, you know, come to so many events, even when you might learn the odd thing or two, but you're really coming to help and to give back. And I appreciate that. And so what can these guys expect then? Because even if you come to a crash course, you might even see these guys. Maybe not Chantel, maybe because Chantel's pregnant and Tyrone travels a lot. But you do come to a lot of the events. Yeah. Why do you keep coming back? What's the kind of...
For me, it's making people realise that we were once in your shoes. Like we were once sat in the room not knowing, is this going to work? And we've been there, we've done it, we've gone through the whole process. So just getting people to understand that like, we're all normal people too. You know when they want to come with excuses, but we've done it with kids, we've done it from different backgrounds. So showing people that you can do it, especially for me, mine's more passionate with the mums, people that have got kids and think, oh, I can't do it because I've got kids. Yes, you can. Like that is our motivation to be able to do it with the kids. So that's why I love coming back and being able to share our story.
For me, it's having that support around us, you know what I mean, from successful people helping us when we first started out, just being in that environment, everyone's was willing to hold our hand through it.
Yeah.
That's all we come back. We want to show them like, yeah, we're here for you and we can help change your life as well.
Yeah, well, there's great people you can connect with, you know, and it's mad. So how can people connect with you guys then? If they see your story and they want to reach out, what's the best way?
You can jump on our Instagram.
You don't respond to Instagram. You don't even respond to me on Instagram, but I messaged you a week and a half ago. I heard nothing.
Instagram, get my number. Yeah, you can definitely contact us. Yeah.
What is the Instagram handle?
It's at TBCK Properties.
When you say at, that's just everyone's got it.
Yeah,
TBCK Properties.
TBCK Properties.
Yeah. And you'll see a picture of both of us.
Do you actually respond to DMs?
Yes.
We do, yes.
You better.
We do.
You better. You know what's important, though? Because sometimes people become successful and then they just disappear, hide away.
Yeah.
Like, even I respond to pretty much every DM I get on Instagram because I think it's important that when you climb to the top of the ladder, you don't pull the ladder away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I really appreciate you guys, you know, what you do. And maybe people watching this, they might end up coming to a crash course, becoming successful. They might end up like you, coming back, helping other people, working as training advisors, as well as having investments, rent to rents, deal sourcing, living the good life. But nah, man, big respect. Reach out to this wonderful couple. Reach out to them. Reach out to everyone you know that's successful. Everyone you know and you're like, man, I'm inspired by that. I'm inspired by that person. Reach out to them. See if you can spend a bit of time with them. If you want to spend a day with me, come to the... It all starts at the crash course. So come and spend a day with me at the £1 Property Investors Crash Course. The reason I charge a pound is just to check that you're a legit person. It's basically free. So I'll leave a link in the description. Come and spend a day with me. Message everyone you know that's successful. Hang around winners. And I look forward to helping you become financially free in your journey too.